All right, we're back. That was A Horse with No Name from America. And we have our guest on the line, Shkwait Shekhlech from Gwaishkana, BC. How are you doing, Shkwait?
I'm doing pretty good this week.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's a pretty deep song. And that was one of the favorite songs of Roger, one of our co-host that used to come on our show. He's in the spirit land right now, but I'm sure he's enjoying it still. Yeah, so we have a show, and it's our subject is called resilience. And so we'd love to hear from you on what you have to say about that.
Resilience, you know, it's something we just don't wake up and decide we have, eh? We got to grow it and nurture it. I figure one of the ways is having a good social network, social support, eh? And in order for your social support group to be able to help you, you have to have good communication skills. You know, that way you can relay to them what's troubling you, and gather info from them on how to better deal with the what's injuring you. It's usually fears, or you know, like not only fears, but you know, physical stuff like the fires and floods we had, the illnesses we get. That's all that we all need: resilience to recover from setbacks, you know, emotionally, physically, and mentally, eh?
Yes, and even so, spiritually, yeah.
Yeah, so I figure being able to communicate with others to help learn how to approach these dilemmas and crises and traumas that we go through, eh? You know, that's what I figure. You know, we can't do it alone.
Yes.
You know, if we do, we're just going to stress ourselves.
Yeah.
Stress ourselves out, and, you know, just make things worse for ourselves. So communication and social support, I figure, helps with resilience.
Well, we sure know that you have a lot of resilience, and your words ring deep in all of our ears and hearts and our minds. And it for sure it's going to help us become more resilient, and we're going to for sure be reaching out to people around us to help us, and just get some feedback from other people, knowing that it is going to strengthen us and help us endure all these tribulations that we face, our depressions, our traumas that we go through. It's something that we all need to understand about ourselves and know, and we can only do that by seeking it out. But we're really appreciative to you for willing to come on live and share with us everything that helps you get through all your afflictions and traumas and tragedies. It's just such an honor to always have you come on and join us and inspire us with your music and just your words of wisdom. Just a super awesome time. Thank you so much.
Thankful that others might be able to glean something from my ramblings.
Yeah.
So I thank you guys for having me on, you and the listeners and the rest of the crew there. Thank you all for all your support, thoughts, well wishes and prayers and love. And I send it all back to you 100-fold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Lots of appreciation to you, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And just keep on being resilient, and you're going to help us all get through a lot of our own troubles and tribulations. So we'll have to say bye for now, and lots of love to you, and have a great rest of your week and weekend.
Okay, thank you. Bye for now.
Okay, bye for now. All right, brothers and sisters from all over the world, that was Shkwait Shachlach. We welcome you from all over Australia, England, Africa, New Zealand, Japan, China, Ukraine, Russia, Spain, wherever you are, South America, Hawaii. You know, we welcome all of you. We just want us all to grow together, be strong together, make this world a super awesome, special place the way it should be, and that we can all enjoy it, not only in the present, but in the future. That's our whole aim of this program, and CJSF here has a lot of the same views and ideologies as us, and we thank them for all their support and helping us continue on this journey of positivity and love. So we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get to this special song that I have picked out, and then we're going to get on with some of our next guests coming on. So we're going to play some Fuzz Lightyear Blasting Off, and this is for all our people out there listening in that are celebrating 420, and this one's for you guys. Enjoy. and gentlemen from all over the world. We have Lady Faima and the president of Minnetonka Park Association with us on live here.
Hello.
How are you ladies doing?
Wonderful. Very well, thank you.
Yeah, we were just listening to some Fuzz Lightyear, and the song is called Blasting Off. And so we're going into orbit right now, and we're going to be studying the subject of resilience. So
wonderful.
We'll start off with Celia.
Yes, well, what you and the other guests have said so far, I'm really resonating. And, you know, when I think of resilience, I think of it being the ability to navigate our adversities in life and ultimately thrive emotionally. You can tell I've written this down. Emotionally, physically, intellectually, and spiritually. The other part of it is the pace at which that happens might be in a different pace level than what we think of in our day-to-day life. Many of us are living very rushed lives. We're rushing here and there. The space of all this growth can be at a different pace than what our regular day is like, and so there's some patience and care there. And we can strengthen this ability to be resilient. As some of the stuff has been suggested already earlier by the guests. And my big thing was nourish yourself through your circles of people, and nourishment generally is a big part. So whether it's the food that you're eating, the air that you're breathing, your breath, exercise, all of that is all part of it. The other part is there was a thing done, and this is one thing that Vivian and your brother were both saying, is that when you share the dark stuff with someone else, like, you know, because that's usually the stuff that people try to hide, is when they're having kind of harder moments, sharing becomes difficult. That exposing it to light can sometimes have a really surprising effect. And it's been proven that when you're sharing with people that will support you in a way that helps you along that path, that it's still hard, but it's a lot easier than if you just hide it and keep kind of trying to push it away, because it doesn't tend to go away otherwise too easily. So nourishment would be my key sort of offer or invitation, is nourishing yourself. Which includes the people.
Yes, yeah, that is very important thing to do. Yeah, thank you so much. That's very insightful and very valuable to make sure that we do nourish our resilience by reaching out to other people and just getting that knowledge and input from others. And yeah, it's so important to do so and do that.
It reminds us that we're not alone.
Yeah, for sure. And so how about you, Lady Faima? What do you think of resilience?
Yes, I am totally agree with Celia. Yes, she pointed out a very remarkable figure, basically. And I would like to add a little bit on that area. Just acceptance. There are three figures that we have to face: it accepting the difficulty or the channels of the darkness is depression, whatsoever we deal with it, either is mental or physical or circumstances that we are involving to come out of it as one piece and life, to be alive. Acceptance, the challenges. And the second is the purpose. You know, have a purpose in life. Have a goal in our lives. And flexibility. You know, everything, you know, if one road, one avenue, I call it avenue in the channel of the life. If one door is closed, if it is one avenue is closed to you, is not, you can get through. There are many other avenues that you can try. because this is the flexibility, flexible in the thought and in the mind, just to have a goal and a purpose. Yes, I can, and yes, I will. Mm-hmm. As soon as you accept and tell yourself, yes, I can, yes, I will, that channel will motivate you to reach your purposes of the life in the journey that we are in this life, basically. And the other factor that quickly I'm going to refer is the, you know, human being is surviving with the water and the food. To balance, you know, to have a balance of the mind and the body first. These are the very, very first step that we are walking into it. Mm-hmm. And of course, there are many other people that they have medication. Please practice, continue to use your medication to balance off, you know, your chemical of your body, which you are doing it under the supervision of your physician, surgeon, and whoever in that regard. And you know, the sport, the activity, you know, and I go back with the respect to the landowner of the country, Aboriginal, Indigenous people, the sweat lodge. Mm-hmm. That sweat lodge is I haven't practiced it, but I heard a lot about it, and Councillor Ferry has practiced and experience in that regard. However, that would be, even for the non-Aboriginal people, it would be a greatest experience that we get closer with one another, and we bring the remedy to our, you know, to ourselves, basically. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, is Sweat Lodge has it all. The meditation is happening inside. Your strength is practicing inside. And if you look at it as a spa, yes, you come out with the brand new skin. Very, yeah, very fresh, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you admire, you know, the normal heat that you get. Apparently, Sweat Lodge has tremendous heat that not everyone can stand it, but there is a very deep logic behind it that I pass it on to the Indigenous people to educate myself and the rest of the other nation that they have very little knowledge or no knowledge about it. Please do educate us regarding your culture, because what I know definitely, all nation, they are very eager, and their hearts are with you, with the circumstances, you know, of all the crises that you face. But after all, as you know, one of the it has been prophesied, one of the scholar long time ago, he called Aboriginal people vanguard. Mm. Vanguard is the very powerful title, and that the scholar recognized the value and the talent of the Aboriginal people, Indigenous people, and gave that title to the Red Nation, Indigenous people. However, I'm closing down the two significant people. As a therapist, as a psychiatrist, Dr. Farhang Holakui. Dr. Farhang, F-A-R-A-N-G, Holakui, H-O-L-O-K-O-U-E-E. Please check his site. And the video and the CD that he has, he's providing it with a very low cost, and he has a huge collection for the family, for the marriage, as a single person, as a child. It's huge. please visit his site, and I'm sure you would enjoy as much as I do. And I go, and Dr. Holakui also faced the difficulties, the crisis in his life. And then he became number one psychologist, and he has his own radio station in Beverly Hills, and many other impact he brought to the humanity and left it on this Mother Earth for the people.
Very beautiful.
And another, the last one is Celine Dion. She is my favorite. So she came from the poor family, very little to eat, but she was shining from the time because she was connected with her art and her talent, and she became, no matter how hard her journey was, so she continued. She never lost the hope, and she carried on. And she became number one, the queen of the voice in U.S., in United States.
In the whole world.
And this is remarkable.
Yeah,
people.
Absolutely. I really appreciate both you for your input. It's so marvelous and wonderful, fantastic. And all our listeners out there, I'm sure they're all with me on this, and they appreciate your words, your deep wisdom, and all the impactful things that you have to say about the positivity of the world. And yes, it's very true that we all need to go and suffer through great difficulties before we can grow and become the people who we want to be and who we should be as perfect human beings. That should be our goal, and our motivation to get up every morning is to improve ourselves, improve the world. And that's what we're doing here on this show. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us live and making this show so beautiful and wonderful.
Thank you, kindly.
So
you.
We'll have to say bye for now, and can't wait to hear from you ladies again next week.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye for now. All right, people. That was Lady Feynman, the president of Minnetonka Park Association. So we're going to have to say bye for now. And we're going to leave with some music from Lionel Yu, one of my favorite pianists. And he's got a website or a YouTube show called We Are One. And this is his song called When the Hellfires Come and It's Time to Repent. So let's have a listen to that. And bye for now. Join us at Free Voices. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us. Listen in for the next shows coming up. We have Jacob coming up on the art show, and also Wham Bam East Van. And that's from our president here at CGSF.